18 years. Terms and conditions apply.
Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a ordinary lover.
To 10 years imprisonment for vandalism of Zambia Railways property. Operation Young Vote has commended the Energy Regulation Board for sustaining reduced fuel pump prices. In international news, researchers have warned that Donald Trump's decision to drastically cut U.S. humanitarian aid is expected to have disastrous consequences. And in sports, dozens of Ghanaians who were trafficked in a football job scam have been rescued in Nigeria.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The High Court sitting in Mazabuka has convicted and sentenced Mike Chivula to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor for vandalism and theft of Zambia Railways ZRL property involving seven fish plates valued at 20,300 kwacha. Judge Winambela found Chivula guilty of the offense and sentenced him to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor. The vandalism and theft of rail materials occurred between Magoe and Mazabuka section. The investigations were launched on the 29th of October 2024, during which two of the stolen items were recovered at a local scrape yard. Further leads resulted in the arrest of Ethel Mwema, who revealed that Chivula had supplied the stolen materials. ZRL has described the judgment as a milestone and deterrent in the fight against theft and vandalism of rail infrastructure materials. ZRL Public Relations Manager Ngonga says the continued repair and replacement of stolen and vandalized rail infrastructure materials remains a concern as it is detrimental to the development of the company.
We would like to advise members of the public that tampering with rail infrastructure materials such as panel clips, fish plates, steel slippers and other critical components has negative consequences that can lead to loss of life and damage to equipment due to derailment or accident. We echo the need for concerted efforts from all stakeholders, especially members of the community, to be vigilant and report any suspicious persons or activities on or near the rail infrastructure to our offices or the nearest police station.
In another development, the Zambia Police Service has confirmed that former Cabinet Minister Professor Nkandu Luo, was scheduled to attend an interview with the police on the 30th of June 2025. This arrangement was made last week in consultation with her legal representatives. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilari says the planned interview relates to a matter that is currently under police investigation. Mr. Chilari, however, said the interview did not take place as Professor Luo experienced a bereavement in her family. In light of this development, the police, in consultation with her legal representatives, resolved to postpone the interview to allow her time to attend to the family matter. Operation Young Vote, OYV, has commended the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, and the UPND government for sustaining reduced fuel pump prices for the second month thanks to the Kwacha's appreciation and increased foreign exchange supply. OYV Executive Director Guess Nurenda says this reduction is a relief for motorists and businesses, boosting production and household purchasing power. Mr. Nurenda has, however, expressed concern over ongoing electricity load shedding, which is severely impacting small and medium enterprises, SMEs, and entrepreneurs who rely on power. He has criticized the government for exporting electricity and amid local shortages and unfulfilled promises to end load shedding. Mr. Nurenda has warned that while lower fuel prices and a strong Kwacha support economic growth, the electricity crisis could negate these benefits. He has called for continued monitoring of fuel prices, transparent communication on electricity issues, and encourages businesses to capitalize on the favorable fuel prices. Meanwhile, economic analyst Kelvin Sanga says the continued reduction in fuel prices, combined with the recent appreciation of the Kwacha, provides a strong foundation for lowering the cost of essential goods and services in Zambia. He emphasized that these positive macroeconomic developments should lead businesses to reduce commodity prices, benefiting consumers through more affordable products in key sectors like food, retail and manufacturing, and logistics. Mr. Chisanga called on businesses to responsibly pass on these savings to the public to restore consumer confidence and support broader economic stability and inclusive growth. He also stressed the importance of regulatory vigilance to prevent unjustified price rigidity and ensure transparency in market adjustments.
With this continued downward adjustment, consumer who enjoy reduction in price cost as well as commodity cost, easing the cost of living across the length of the country segment. This move is expected to lower much with the accelerated effort toward inflationary pressure, which will strengthen the local currency by reducing forex demand for the import of fuel, meaning will enhance the productivity for businesses and obviously sectors such as the agriculture, manufacturing, logistics, and many others who have a huge vibrating effect, which will have a passover effect to the final end.
In Entertainment Spotlight, Mikozi Network of Malawi and Powerhouse Media of Zambia have formed a strategic partnership to revolutionize digital media and entertainment across Southern Africa. The alliance focuses on content sharing, joint production, strategic collaboration, and integrated marketing to expand cultural exchange and audience reach. Key initiatives include co-produced shows like the Kenny T One-on-One podcast, featuring guests from both countries, music programs such as the Malawi Big Five and Window Waves, and innovative digital content like Split Screen Performance, which showcases cross-border artist collaborations. The partnership aims to strengthen cultural ties, enhance talent mobility, grow regional audiences, and position both brands as leaders in cross-border digital media innovation. Together, they seek to create a vibrant, boundary-breaking entertainment ecosystem that celebrates authentic African storytelling. In international news, Liberia's former president, William Tobert, is set to receive a symbolic reburial on Tuesday, 45 years after he was murdered during a coup and